السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay. We're recording. Okay. Wisdom is to do the same. Is to do the same thing, right?
Yes, sir.
No. Wisdom is?
Wisdom.
Think about wisdom. What does it mean?
So making good choices.
Good choices, that's right.
That's being wise, not wisdom.
Yeah, that's being wise is fine.
Correct.
Okay.
Wisdom is not a great amount of knowledge.
Great amount of knowledge.
Most wise, right?
Huh?
Most wise, right?
Most wise, yes.
Most wise. Yay.
Wisdom is to do the right thing in the right place at the right time for the right people. Okay.
That's quite complicated, though.
No.
I mean, difficult to do.
No, it's, yeah, that's... This is what...
Yes, I am.
That's what... This is how we define the wisdom. Is to do the right thing
at
the right place,
at the
right time, for the right people.
Wait, why for the right people? Can't you...
That's like a really famous expression.
Okay. Some stuff are... yes. Some stuff are good for certain people, not good for others. For example, going to college. Is it good for you?
Yes.
Not now. It's not good for you yet. But it's good for somebody in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe.
So it has to be the right people. If you didn't do it to, if you do it to the wrong people, then it's not wisdom. If you do it at the wrong time, then it's not wisdom.
You
right?
Give a 10-year-old a scholarship to
yeah.
No, so the youngest person to go to college was like 9.
Yes, yes.
No, he's actually 8, and then he's doing majors on in computer sciences.
Okay.
And physics.
Let's focus here on the class. Let's focus on the class. Okay. So Allah is Hakim.
And he's Muslim.
Allah is Hakim.
But he's also Indian.
Let me tell you something and keep it in your mind.
All right.
If something has happened, already happened...
That's just a rhetorical question.
Let's say that. Let's focus on this. If something happened, okay, it has done. It's done already, okay? If you don't think that the best scenario is whatever happened is most... is the best scenario that can ever happen in these circumstances, then you don't believe in Allah al-Hakim. Okay.
Could you restate it in a less complicated word?
Okay.
Can you?
Okay.
Should I write it down?
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. If something has happened already.
Yes.
So I've had them already in the past.
Okay, cool.
If you believe that someone else can come up with a better, not better, with wiser scenario, then you don't believe that Allah is al-Hakim.
Oh, okay.
Got it? So if something happened in the past, right? If something happened where?
In the past.
And you believe that someone else can make better scenario happen, then you don't believe in Allah al-Hakim. Why? Because it happened in the past. So nobody can be more wise than Allah. Go ahead.
But so, basically, if you think that somebody could do something better than you, you don't believe in Al-Hakim?
If somebody can do better than what happened, then you don't believe in Al-Hakim.
But like, what if you make a terrible mistake?
Yeah.
Like, then you don't believe in Al-Hakim?
No. Okay, that's a very good question. I'm so happy to hear this question. Can you read it? What if something terrible happened?
Yeah, if you made a really bad mistake and somebody else could have done something better, does that mean you don't believe in Hakim?
Good question. Okay, the best scenario is not always... The best scenario has winners and losers, right? So whatever Allah decides, there are winners and
losers.
It is the best that could happen, okay? Because the losers, okay?
They're losers.
Because the losers
are
deserve to lose, to be losers. And the winners deserve to be winners. It is the best scenario that can ever happen.
Well, sometimes people who don't deserve to be winners, they win by cheating, but they still win.
Yes, true. And that is the best scenario that can ever happen. What you want to say, say, Ya Allah, in the best, in the scenario that's going to happen, make me a winner. Make me a what? A winner.
Or you
because
can make the to go back in time. Yeah, every time I think the geography,
but
yeah, we're proud.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's the, here are the,
Okay,
get the rest thing.
You guys,
the
where should people at if you want to win something? I went to geography every year ever since sixth grade.
List of students in the class.
Okay,
you know what teacher?
You got that part? You got this part right?
The, yeah.
In the question.
Okay, this is why the Prophet Muhammad said, do not say, I wish I haven't done that. But say, Allah willed, and Allah will is the best. Got it? Allah will is the best.
Oh, so basically you mean that if Allah wills something else, then you can't say that somebody else did something better, and then you don't believe that.
No, no. Whatever is happening, it is the best scenario that could ever happen, given the situation.
Okay.
Like, for example, if there is a corrupt town, and the Prophet gave up on them.
Like
Yunus.
Exactly.
No, like Prophet Nuh. What happens? It's a rule. What happens if the Prophet gave up on people?
Then
Allah will destroy them. Okay.
And that's the best case scenario for them because they might like.
Exactly, that's the best scenario, not for them.
For
overall.
Everybody.
For oh yes, all people on earth, the best scenario at that time when the Prophet gives up on his people, then the best scenario is.
They get destroyed.
Get destroyed. Got it? Now, are they winners?
No, the losers.
Are the winners? They are? Huh?
The losers.
Losers.
Yes.
They are not winners. They are
losers.
Got it?
No. How are the winners losers?
When Allah decides a scenario, that will happen. Okay? There are winners and losers. There are people who win, people that lose.
But luckily, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give up on his people.
Allah will make the best happen. Not the best for every, not the best for everybody. It's the best for overall. Overall best.
Isn't that the best for everybody if it's overall?
Yes, but there are winners and losers.
But when you said everybody,
like let's say for example,
at least one person alive and make everybody else suffer. You should let the overall.
The overall situation is the most wise. Is the most wise. Now there is another name called Al-Latif. Al-Latif. Al-Latif means the one who mitigates the evil, or the one who mitigates, yes, the evil
deeds.
Mitigate means like
lessen and intensity. Like
exactly.
Lessen.
Yeah, like if Allah does not let people bring out the evil in their heart. Allah does not let people bring out the evil in their heart.
Then what about all those people?
Why? Because if he did that, then the earth would be destroyed.
Not really, because
focus
like
with
what
me.
Happened in Paris. That was
messed
up. Okay. That cop got shot in the head, even though he was already down and injured, they just shot him in the head.
That's the best scenario that can happen overall.
That's a lot of evil. That's messed up. That's just killed in cold blood.
This is the best scenario that can ever happen. If you believe that someone can come with a better scenario than that, then you don't believe that Allah is the most wise. Because somebody's wiser. Right? You're saying somebody can do better than Allah. Then, that's not right. You know the evil in the hearts? Huh?
Then if Allah doesn't let people like release the evil from their hearts, why are there like there's all these thieves and robbers and stuff like that?
And yeah,
no, Allah does not. Good.
It's not evil
good
from the heart.
And why are there terrorists? Isn't that evil too? Like terrorists?
Yes.
9/11, isn't that?
Listen to me. Here is the heart.
Ooh, I'm gonna draw it.
And this is evil heart.
Yeah,
or
not,
this heart
properly,
has evil. This heart has evil.
H-E-A-R-T.
H-E-A-R-T.
Yes. If this is the heart, if this is the evil, whatever comes out in real life, okay, is less evil. You got this heart, right? Because Allah is a Latif. Whatever happened, is the best scenario that can ever happen. However, so this scenario have winners and losers. How do you pray to Allah? You say, Ya Allah, in the scenario that you select, please make me a
winner.
Got this part right? This is why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, huh?
But what if being a winner isn't the best thing?
Then Allah won't make it happen.
Exactly.
But then what's the point of praying, like praying and begging
for
Allah?
He doesn't have to make it happen.
When you pray and beg for Allah, then you're a winner.
Oh.
You're a winner. You know? And a winner. The decision is made to your favor because you're a winner. But if you are like doing something else, like partying, a bad party, or watching a bad movie, you're being a loser.
Really?
Yeah. And Allah selected, Allah selected this scenario because it's the best scenario. Now, what is this al-latif? Al-latif means there are so much evil in the hearts, Allah would not let all this evil happen, or the earth would be raining. You got it? I'll give you an example. Let's say the Pharaoh.
How about Jujin?
Just a second. Let's say the Pharaoh. You know that so many people have the hearts of the Pharaoh?
They do?
Yes,
still?
They have similar hearts.
Still?
Yeah. They have similar hearts. But if you have the powers of the Pharaoh, they will do exactly what the Pharaoh did. Another example.
Not me.
I would say, hi, Pharaoh.
Another example, right? Another example. Do you know the heart of Hitler? Is it an evil heart?
Yeah,
yes or no?
Ready.
That's nice. Yo, we don't like Jews.
No.
Whoa.
Hello?
Stop being mean.
Yeah.
Stop being mean.
Yeah.
Stop.
Mean.
Stop. Listen to me. Listen to me. How many people have the heart of Hitler?
A lot of people.
But the problem why they are not doing what Hitler did is because they don't have the powers of
Hitler.
There was a joke. It's how do you get a Jewish person in a car? You put a coin in it, and if you did, how do you get them out of a car? You say Hitler's driving.
How do you get a what in a car?
Please, no silly jokes.
How do you get a what in a car?
The people who have similar evil hearts, they will get the same exact punishment. The people who have similar evil hearts, they will get the same what?
Punishment.
They will get the same punishment in the day of judgment. What if they haven't done the evil?
Still, their intention was evil.
The intention was evil. The reason they have not done the evil because who prevented them?
United Nations.
Allah. Yes. Allah prevented them.
Oh.
Because Allah did not give them the powers of Hitler. However, in the punishment of the Day of Judgment, you get a similar punishment like the punishment of Hitler. So, basically, Allah goes by similarity in the hearts. So, you can write down.
I wrote that.
Okay. So, you say similarity of the hearts.
Okay.
Similarity of the hearts.
Mahmoud,
you're not doing that. Will lead to the same punishment or...
Oh, I wrote that. Here.
Okay. How about if people have the heart of Abu Bakr, for example, or the people
then
they get the reward of Abu Bakr, even though they have not done so. Okay?
So
and that's...
I can do this, I can do that, so that United Nations is everything.
Right. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, people are four kinds. There are four kinds of people.
The good, the bad, the weird.
The first kind is rich. Please. Is the rich and righteous.
Aren't those the same thing?
And the second thing is poor and righteous. Can you spell it right?
Yeah.
That's right. You're a lefty.
See?
You're a lefty.
Do this like the tree.
Yes.
Do the tree here.
Wait, where?
So isn't that correct?
Rich and righteous. Poor and righteous.
Okay.
Let's make sure it's the right thing. Rich and right and righteous. Poor and righteous. Okay. What's the other kind?
Rich and
ignorant.
And poor and
no,
kind.
Not.
Poor and ignorant.
Poor and ignorant.
And poor and kind.
R-I-G-H-T.
You know,
R-I-G-H-T.
You're saying that they say poor people are nicer than rich people are.
Well, not always the same, but listen to me here. I'm trying to say something important. I'm trying to say that Allah divided the people into four. The Prophet divided the people into four kinds. One, rich and righteous. The second one is poor and
righteous.
And then the other one, rich and ignorant. Rich and ignorant.
Oh, wait.
Rich and ignorant. And the third one is poor and ignorant. Okay. How do we... Then the Prophet said... This guy is doing good deeds, using his money to do good deeds. So that's using his money right here, using his money to do good deeds. Got that part? So the righteous rich will use his money for what? For good deeds. For righteous people, for good deeds. Got that part right? Okay. That's the rich guy. How about the poor righteous?
Okay, well, no.
Can he do the same thing? Or
no.
Can she do the same thing?
No.
Yeah.
No. Because they are poor.
No, but they,
like,
they
for example,
the money they
just
have,
as example.
The same amount.
Let's say the rich people donated 100,000 to a righteous cause. Can the poor person does that? Do that?
No.
Can the poor person do that?
No.
No.
Yeah, he has a fund.
Why? Because he doesn't have the money to do it.
Maybe
okay.
He had a fundraiser.
So this one
I'm a
wants to have money to do the righteous deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, used his two fingers like that, and he said, they are equally in good deeds. Equally in good deeds.
Like, yeah.
Or equally, I'm sorry, equally in reward. They get the same exact reward.
These two.
Yes, these two. Okay? The righteous and poor, the righteous and rich.
Rich.
Because who prevented him from doing the good deeds? Allah. For a wisdom, Allah's wise. For a certain wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh?
He said, no, you're not
rich.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that this the best is to make him poor. How about in the Day of Judgment?
Yeah, it took you 5 years.
In the Day of Judgment, so right here, equally rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? What?
Got it.
Okay. How about the righteous... How about the poor and ignorant? What were the rich and ignorant? Rich and ignorant. Rich and ignorant.
They won't give away anything.
Yes. They will use their money in evil. Like throwing evil parties. Like using their money to like bring bad girls. Use their money in a bad way. Using your money in a bad way. Okay? The poor and the ignorant, the poor and ignorant, the poor and ignorant, can he do the same evil?
No.
Why not?
You don't get the cash.
They don't have
the
money.
And you got the cash.
Do you see the surprise here? Allah will, the surprise is that Allah would be equally punished. Equally punished.
Then what would he
this
do
is
to
amazing.
Have been punished?
Huh?
What would he do to have been punished? What would a poor, ignorant person do?
Oh, he wanted to do the same.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
He wants to have money to do evil. So this one is using his money to do good deeds. Wants to use his money to do good deeds. They are equal.
Mm-hmm.
Equally rewarded. This one, let me put this blank, because blank color is the best. This one here, is a uses his money to do evil. And this one wants to have money to do evil. Like saying, if I wish I have money to do, throw parties like that.
Well, we're poor and I'm righteous. So
yeah.
I'm
say,
righteous because
I wish that I can use my money. I wish that I can use the money to throw parties like that. Got that part right?
Oh, I'm righteous, you know.
Okay. Now let me take pictures so that you can... So it means that Allah doesn't go by what is happening. Allah goes by the hearts. Allah judges by the hearts. Okay, I'll give you an example. A guy who's rich, and he wants to drink liquor. He wants to drink what?
Shame
liquor.
On him.
And then he goes to buy a liquor, and he finds the store open, and he buys the liquor.
That's poor and ignorant.
That's the rich ignorant.
And there's some poor that when they get the money, they go buy smokes. I saw a guy, I gave him $2, and
okay,
then he leaves.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he go to this pharmacy store, and he buys these smokes. I'm like, dude, come
please,
on.
Yeah,
please,
dude, I took my dad, he gave money to a homeless guy, and whenever he does that, he tells them for food only. No cigarette smoke, he said, he tells them.
Okay.
But the guy says, okay,
but let me give you this example.
No,
a guy who's rich to buy liquor, and the guy who's poor that he can't buy liquor. They are equally punished. Why?
Because the poor guy wants to.
Because they have similar hearts. Equally rewarded because they have similar hearts. Okay? And equally punished because they have similar hearts. This one, you say, equally rewarded, equally punished. This one, because they have the same hearts, and here they have the same hearts. Similarity of hearts. Got that part? Because both of them. Okay. How about the other situation? A guy wants to build, a rich guy built a masjid. Okay? And the poor guy wants to have money to build
a
masjid. They are both equally rewarded.
Spelled similar wrong.
No, I did. No,
they're
wrong.
Yes, you did.
It's one M.
Yeah, it's one
M.
Okay. You got this part right? Now, let me quiz you in a scenario. The reason is whatever happens in reality is not what Allah judges by. Allah judges by which is what?
Huh? Your intention.
In the heart. Yes, your intentions. You got that part?
Yeah.
Allah will judge by your intention. Allah is not going to judge by your action.
But aren't your actions driven by your intention? So it's the same thing kind of.
Yes, but what if you have intentions but you couldn't do it? You couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, but if you could, then it's the same, right?
I just can't.
If you couldn't do it, then they are equally punished. whether the one who can do the evil, the one who can't do the evil, they are equally punished because they have the same heart. And to emphasize the intentions here, let me give you this example. If a guy goes to buy a liquor and he finds that the liquor store
is closed.
Does he or she, do they get the liquor bad deed? Drinking liquor bad deed?
Yeah, because they're there.
Because they're intentioned. Yeah.
So if you go to the liquor store, there's different stuff there, like chips.
Well, going to the liquor store to buy liquor, okay? And then he found the store closed. Does he earn the sins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
and the sins will be equal to the what? To the one who found the store open, right?
Yeah.
How about if they found it open, but then they just left?
Why did they leave? Depends, what's the intention?
What if they just walked past it, then nothing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
come on now.
Liquor,
I'm saying drinking, buying and drinking liquor. Okay. Now, how about if this person is... did not find the store closed, but while he's walking towards the store, like this, they feel bad, and they feel ashamed of themselves, that Allah's looking at them while they are drunk. So they what? Turn around and...
They get good deeds.
And leave.
Do they get good deeds or bad deeds?
Good deeds.
Was I asking you?
This is good deeds. Why?
Because he wanted
to resist temptation.
Because he was ashamed of doing it because of the sake of Allah.
Yes,
okay.
Can I say something?
Huh?
Okay, so you know, I went to Algeria for winter break, and then these kids, they're 13 or 12 or something. They take this paper, and then they take this powder thing that comes from, those explosive thingies, those little...
Gunpowder?
What is... Get to the point.
Thing. So then they all start smoking, smell. It's,
What's the point here?
And then, then there's this other kid next to me, and they asked him, and he's like... He tells them that it's not good to do that and stuff. So since he resisted the temptation,
yes,
he get a good deed.
Okay, if he did it because he's afraid of Allah, because he's ashamed, okay, then he gets rewarded. He gets what? Hasanat.
But
what if he didn't do it because he said, "Nah, it's not good for me"?
Then nothing happens.
Then he's even.
No
good deeds, no bad deeds. Okay, you got it?
I have a question. Is it allowed to smoke?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it allowed to do anything that harms your body?
Come off the
bag.
Here?
And leave.
Let's right here.
Where?
A guy who goes to buy the liquor and he finds the liquor store is closed.
So basically, you can't take
medicine. Okay. Okay.
No, not
right.
Really. Basically, anything that harms...
That's the first case.
Like,
the second case is a guy who wants to buy a liquor and he felt ashamed of himself. He felt this is haram and he felt ashamed of himself, so he didn't do it. And then the third thing, one is he didn't do it because it's good. It's not good for him.
Okay,
you got that right? So, why didn't he do it?
Because he's good person.
Okay, there are different scenarios. If he didn't do it because the store is closed, then he gets the bad deed. He doesn't do it because he feels ashamed of himself, then he gets what?
Good deeds.
And then the third scenario, he doesn't do it because it's bad for his health. Then he gets what?
Nothing.
Even. No good word, no good word, good deeds, no bad deeds.
That's good though.
Except where? In Mecca. In Mecca, the third case... I said that as an example, the liquor, but the evil deed in general. In Mecca, if you intend to do an evil deed, and you didn't do it because it's not good for your health or something like that, not for the sake of Allah, then you get sins.
Even.
Then you get what? Sins. So what? Only in Mecca.
I thought it was even.
You have it and then you do it and then you touch
yes.
the box.
In Mecca, it's even everywhere except in Mecca. In Mecca, once you intend to do the bad deed, and then you say whatever it is, not in my health, not good for my health, or whatever you say, it becomes a bad deed where?
In Mecca. How about if you're like right next to the black stone and then you do that and then you touch it? So basically that bad deed will become nothing after. Like,
why? Touching the black stone does not add anything. You don't have to touch it. You can just pray from far away. You don't have to actually touch it because
right.
it's so crowded. And, you know, usually...
People say if you touch it, all your sins go away.
No, that's crap.
That's not true.
That's junk. That's
but,
not true.
But I heard that when you go to do an Eid al-Adha or something, or an Adha,
you know,
or you go kill the lamb, I heard that once the blood hits the ground, all your deeds are bad deeds. Are
yeah, okay.
I heard that when you...
Bad deeds are two kinds, minor and major. The minor thing Allah forgives, like by making hajj, by doing this, by doing that.
Yeah, when you hajj, you get.
But the major deeds, you have to repent. The major deeds, you have to repent. Okay, you have to repent. If you don't repent, then it counts against you.
Like
but
minus in like taking.
So okay, what is the for his health? Not do it because someone who goes what
feels bad.
Feels bad,
and
no, feels ashamed of himself. He
okay.
feels bad for, he quits for the sake of Allah.
Okay.
Quits for the sake of Allah. The one, his health, for example. Yeah, right. You got that part right? Because a lot of people, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is the intention. Whatever, two people will do the same exact deed. One of them goes to hell, and one of them goes to heaven. Two people are doing the same exact
deed.
Bad deed. I'm sorry, the same exact good deed. One of them goes to Jannah because of the good deed, and one of them goes to hellfire.
Oh, I know.
What's the difference?
One of them is not Muslim.
One of them is doing it for the sake of Allah, and the other one
is doing it for the sake of whatever they believe in. I don't know.
Is doing it for the sake of show off, for example.
I'm a show off.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So he wants everybody to know, and he wants to be popular. So in order for him to be popular, if he wants everybody to know, then
he's bad.
Bad.
He gets the bad deed.
He's bad.
But the one who's doing it for the sake of Allah gets the
rewards.
The rewards. You see the wisdom of Allah and similarity of hearts? See the wisdom of Allah and similarity of hearts? Yes.
Whoever doesn't follow Islam, which religion gets the most, gets the most punishment? Like atheists, Jewish people, Hindu people?
Atheists.
You know,
yeah,
probably, you know, I don't have an answer for that because...
Because, I mean, they're actually, if they're religious people, then shouldn't they be rewarded for that? Like,
no.
Being religious?
Yeah, shouldn't people like Christians who believe in Christianity, they're like perfect Christians.
They should be rewarded because,
yeah, that's what they
which
were taught
Christianity?
Since they were...
The Trinity Christianity or Churchianity?
Churchianity.
Or the Christianity of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Then they go to Jannah. If they follow the way of Prophet Isa, they go to Jannah. If they follow the way that is made up by the Nicaea Council, then Allah knows best about them. Allah judges them.
Who's the Nicaea Council?
Nicaea Council is where they decided about the Trinity.
What's the Trinity?
Trinity is that God is three pieces. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, they said the Holy Spirit is the one that made Mary pregnant.
Yeah, Allah, the Holy Spirit is an angel. Prophet Isa is a human.
Right.
And the Father is God. Got that part
so
right?
So basically, he's like an angel.
Okay. So, did you say?
I them to get ripped.
So say, Allah doesn't go by the actual deeds happening. Allah goes by
heart.
By hearts, whatever is intended in the heart.
For Quran competition, anybody want to pass? Which surah is this?
What was this?
Surah Al-Qiyamah?
Yeah,
Qiyamah. Okay, tell me. Your name.
Seven Nasser. Well, how many
A's
is it?
S-A-L-I-M
space
N-A-S-I-L. Anyone else? Yeah, that's
wait, how many A's is it?
Mahmoud. What,
Mahmoud? Wait, how many A's is it? S-A-E. Wait, I have a question.
S-A?
E-E-D. How many A's?
Sweetie,
yes. Do you want to participate?
How much A's?
In the Quran competition?
I don't know.
Okay. Finish.
I don't know.
40 ayahs, one page in Quran. Anyone else?
Wait, you have to write it?
Yeah, give me the name now. So it's next week.
Oh, okay. Give me the name.
Surah.
I already started it.
Wait, did
you guys start it? I already
started it.
So Allah goes by whatever is happening in the hearts. Now,
does this make sense?
5 seconds.
Yeah,
Allah goes by.
It's by, not by.
By heart. By intentions of the heart. By intentions of the heart.
Not actions.
Not actions. By the intentions of the heart. How about if somebody does a bad deed because he was forced to do it? Is he forgiven?
Yes.
Yes.
As long as he has the correct intention.
But the other person gets the bad deed.
The other person gets the bad deed. I'll do it either way. Whether you know it's right or wrong, then gets the evil deed. Okay. So you can see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if you forgot? Like you forgot and ate during Ramadan, for example.
Then it's because it wasn't intentional, nothing happened.
Because it wasn't intentional, exactly, Allah forgives you. Okay? What if you kill somebody in a car accident?
Then it's not intentional. Unless
yes.
You were, like,
unless you were
drunk
or something like that.
Or unless you were drinking or driving.
Okay.
Drinking and driving.
Okay? So if you do something by accident, then, however, you have to pay something called diyah.
What's a diyah?
Diyah means a reimbursement for the family. Like you have to reimburse the family with a lot of money.
How much?
I don't know. The courts and lawyers know better. But you would have to financially pay for your mistake. Okay? Even though it's...
How about if they crashed into you?
The same thing.
So they have to pay.
But they have to pay even if you didn't die.
Yeah, what if they die when they crush into
you?
There's
no repaying for
them.
You still have to pay. And you have to pay a lot of money.
Wait, what if
my dad dies in a car accident, then nobody can like support for the family.
Right.
So then you'd have to pay.
It's better than nothing.
How about if somebody just comes and crashes into you and the person behind you dies while they crashed into you?
It depends who is fault
it is. So what if you crash into me and then you die?
Yeah.
If you crash into me.
Yeah,
you still have to pay for that. Because...
But
you don't pay for that. Your
but the thing is that most probably the other person will be like, oh, it's okay, a family member of yours just died. I'm not going to put that on you.
But you got the point here?
Yes.
You understand the point? It's
yes.
Different when you intend versus...
If
when you,
you
don't intend, and sometimes when you don't intend and make a mistake, sometimes you have to pay for your mistake. For example, if you kill somebody, or if you make that if you break that person's bones or whatever happens, you have to pay the other person for damages, or his family for damages, or her family for damages.
What if you just dislocate their limbs? You could relocate them back. It's just gonna be.
You know, I want intelligent questions. I don't want you guys to be shallow. You know shallow people?
Don't give them
crap. Shallow people are the people who don't have much knowledge, and they act like...
They know everything?
Not, I know everything!
Yeah, that's you.
They don't do the right thing in the right place, at the right time. What is the right thing in the right place at the right time for the right people that's wise to do now?
Hello,
Is that the wise thing? The wise thing? If you're not wise, you're shallow.
I'm not wise.
I checked with the office and they said it ended at 55.
Okay. All right. I'll see you inshallah next week.
Oh, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.